Zogt the Mishnah Halacha Beis, Davchof Aleph Amid Beis, towards the bottom of the Amid. A little below halfway through. Peroiches Shenitmo, Bevlad Atuma. If you have the Peroiches, the Beis HaMikdosh in the Bayis Sheni had a Peroiches, a very thick Peroiches, and if it became Tomei, Bevlad HaTuma. Vlad HaTuma is called a Rishon LeTuma. An Avi Avos HaTuma is a mace. An Av HaTuma is a sheretz, someone that touches a mace. A Rishon LeTuma is something that was touched by an Av HaTuma. Now, usually, a Rishon is not Metama Odom V'Kelim. Only an Av HaTuma is Metama Odom V'Kelim. A Peroiches is a Kli. So why would it be Peroiches be Tomei? What's Peshat? It says in the Mishnah, Bevlad HaTuma. We're talking about that it was Nitma B'Mashkin. And by Mashkin is a special Gzeres Chachomim, one of the Yud Ches Dover, that even though usually Vlad HaTuma is not Metame Odom V'Kelim, only Oichlin and Mashkin, when it comes to Mashkin, there's a Gzera Otu Mashkin Dezov, Otu Shechvazer and Roike Dezov, that we make Mashkin are able to Metame even Kelim, and has a status of making a Keli into a Rishon. Meaning just like Roikoi, of a Zov is an Avatum, it's Metama Odom Mekalim. So to all Mashkim of a Zov have the ability to Metama Odom Mekalim, and Memela, it's Taka of Vlad HaTuma is able to be Metama the Peroiches. Now the Taklin Chardin says the Peroiches had a Din Kli because when they travel, they put Kalim inside of it, so it has a Din Kli. Now, Lemaisa, it's a Drabonon de Katuma. No one's going to say it's the Raisa. It's Xer Drabonon, Bishu Mashka the Zov. So because it's not as stringent, meaning it's Drabonon, so Mela, Matbilin Oiso, Bifnim, you don't have to take the Kli now and take it out of the Azorah. No, you can do the Tvila in the Azorah itself. Usually something that's Tomei needs Shiluach Machanois. This is not so stringent. It's only Tumah de Rabbonon. Since the Peroiches only became Tumah because of a Mashka, which is Rabbonon de Kedin, Kelim and Ametomeh, Metameh by Rishon, Bevlad HaTumah. But it's only Rabbonon de because of Mashka Azov. So here we're more lenient, and we say like a lot of Toivlet Bifnim. Another Kula that we say, there's no what? Okay, we're leaving it in the Beis HaMikdash.
It's a zero, the whole time is a zero. I say there's no
shvus
in the Mikdash.
No shvus in the Mikdash means that there's no issed rabbonos, but the xerud rabbonos is something else. The tumid rabbonon we have. Tumid rabbonon there is. There's no issed rabbonos, but tumid rabbonos there is. But we're makel that we're allowed to leave it in, Taka. Another kula that we're saying, Umachnisin oisa miyad. Usually, Tevila needs Herev Shemesh. You have to wait for nightfall. Over here, the day that it went into the mikveh, you can put it right back up. Right back up on. The peroiches can be put back between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim again. You don't have to wait. Doesn't need Herev Shemesh. That's when it's all nitma bevlad HaTuma. So he said it's Rabbonon, so it doesn't need Shiluach Machanois, Ketvila can be done in. And likewise, it doesn't have to be not just taken out of the Zorah, it can also be hung up right away back, put a place in its place. It doesn't need Herev Shemesh. However, Shenitma be'av HaTuma, if let's say an av HaTuma touched it, a sheretz went on the peroichetz, an avela, or some other av HaTuma, so that's ready a Tuma deraisa, so we're more stringent. Matbila noisa mi bachutz. Number one, it needs Shiluach Machna, Shechina. It has to go out to be toivelet. And likewise, it needs Herev Shemesh. Where do you let it dry till it has Herev Shemesh? V'shoitchin oiso b'chel. The Chel was a place where, out of the Azora, it was before the Sarig. The Sarig was this place that we said that the Yevonim breached. So, out of the Azora, there was a Chel. That area, Tmeim were allowed to be. So, over there, you let it wait and remain for Herev Shemesh. So you let it dry and you leave it in the chel, and it because of Herev Shemesh, it has to come in to, before it comes in. Like all tumas deraisa, you have to wait. Now, im hoyso chadosha anudin. If let's say it's a new peroiches, they used to make a new peroiches every single year. See soon, it's described the vast amount of work that went into it.
And this new peroiches became tome that you have to be toivel.
So im hoyso chadosha. So then, Shoitchin oisal gag de ha'itzdevo. Once you're making a new one, you want people to see it. You want people to donate. You know, here I have a shtick on the car. If you want people to donate, you'll have a plaque on the Beis Knesses, a big sign but you want other people to give. So we also, we took this new peroiches that was donated, and we were shateach it after the mikvah, because any new kli needs tefillah, al gago itzvo. On the gag of the itzvah of the Har HaBayis, there was a place that was like a covering that people were able to sit and in the Har HaBayis. And out of that Zorah.
How long did it take for a parochus to dry?
Definitely a day. Definitely over the night, because we said we need Harav Shemesh.
Right.
That's for sure. We'll see soon how large it was. It was gigantic.
Yeah,
I mean, it was 40 amas by 20 amas. It took up the whole area. Kodesh HaKadoshim. 20 amas in width, 40 amas in height. And it was thick, a tefach thick of material. Why? But if it was raining and it took longer to dry, then it took longer to dry. People should see the beauty of the peroiches. It was on the itzvah, it was on top of that rooftop. So we're able to see from harbais, from all areas, and they'll themselves donate to the peroiches. Now the Mishnah describes the midas, the size of the peroiches. The peroiches that was mavdim in Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oiv yo tefach. There were so many threads, the thickness was one tefach. Al shivim mishtayim, nimim ne'reges. Different Yisoy says nirim. We know we had in Shabbos a bote nir.
The bote nir are the loom on the machine, on the mechonis ariga, that goes up and down. And you put through there, through the lulois, you put the chutim of shesi that go through there. So you had all these threads going through the batanir. They pass through the threads that go horizontal and go in the opposite direction, vertical. So again, zok the Mishnah.
It was peroiches was oiv yotevach, al shim vishtayim, nimim nereges, meaning 72 batanir, places where you place the chutim in. Al kol nima v'nima, now every thread itself, that went inside the botanir, they were shazurim, they were twisted together with what? Esrim va'arba chutin. One chut is not one chut, one chut is composed of 24 chutim. And we'll see soon what they were. 24 chutim, they were made out of four different species, like the Torah describes. Tchelis, Agomon, Telashoni, and Sheish. And then it says Moshzar in the Torah. Moshzar means that it's spun together. So the four are made, each one of six. So 4 times 6 is 24. Kofel Shisha. You know, you have Kofel Arba. It means Kofel Shisha, and those were spun together. So the four species, Kofel Shisha, is 24 threads. Orka Arba Amo. Now, Orka Boim Amo. The length of the Peroiches was 40 Amo, which is the height of the Hegel. Rochbo Esrim Amo. The width of the Peroiches was 20 Amo, which is the width of the Hegel. Umishmoinim, Vishtayim, Riboi. So there's different Gesoys over here. Either 820, Riboy means thousand, either 820,000 threads altogether, or from this whole area, or 820,000 dinarim that it cost to make the peroiches. Umishmoyne v'shtayim Riboy oisanasis. V'shtayim oisim b'chol shono, and they made two a year. Meaning, there were two peroiches in between the Kurdish and the Kurdish HaKadoshim. The Gemara in Yuma describes, since it were mesupik exactly, the area of where it starts at Kodesh HaKadoshim, so they made two. Now, why did they have to make a new one every year? After all, the Keteris was burnt in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is all a Hakdoma to Yuma. We see all these sugyas at the end of Shkolim is leading up to Yuma, because that's the next Masechta. So since it was that Keteris was burnt, Achaz Bashana, we'll see when we learn Yuma, going to the Goyin, it could have been done even more than once here in the Midbar. Famous going that Aaron HaKohen can go into Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wants to do Bezois Yovai. We'll see next in this the end of the week when we learn Yuma. But the point is that it was blackened Keteris, so they made a new one. V'shloish meyos kahanim at bilin oisa. How do you carry it? 300 kahanim at the carry. The Gemara is going to say Guzma, and we'll see soon in the Gemara a beautiful word. B'shem Devil Nagoyin Yedua. What's pshat in 300 kahanim? Zok the Gemara. So we said the pasuk says Tchelis Agom Telashoni V'sheish. So that's four different types, colors, and it's Moshzar. Moshzar means spun. Zok Gemara, it says Moshzar, but Ilu Omar
Chut. If we would have said the word Chut instead of Moshzar, that would mean Echot. That would mean only one Chut.
If we would say Kofu, it would mean two threads. If we would say then it's Kofu L'shnayim, then it would be two threads each min. Now, If it would say shazur, don't say shazur, it says mashdar. If it would say shazur, then I would say l'shloisha. That means three threads spun in every min of Tchelis Agam to Lashani and Sheish. But height that it says mashdar, mashdar means another thread, another spun, another spin. So mashdar, so we're saying now double of shazur. Since shazur, we said a three.
We said chut is one, kafel is two.
Now, shazur, if we would have said shazur, it would have been three. So the mashar means double of shazur. So haint means six. Haint, it says mashar, it's shisha, l'shisha. So if you have four threads that are composed of mashar, of six, kafel shisha, so it ends up being 24. So the magam mashar, l'shisha, so arba mikan, arba, so mikan esim v'arba. So melu we know taka that you have to bring the four minim ends up being 24 threads because kofel shisha of the four because it says mashar is 4 times 6 is 24. Now the Gemara brings another shita. Zok the Gemara Tani it wasn't 24 but rather was 32. Shloisha mishtayim. Why? Because it makes the cheshbon as follows. Ilo amachut. If we just said chut, we said it's echad. That's one. Kofel would have been two. L'shnayim. Shazur. Shazur doesn't mean three. Shazur means double of two. So double of two is four. So shazur would have been la'arba. Mashar doesn't mean six. It means double of four, which is eight. So now eight times four is 32. Because tcheles, agoman, telashoni, and sheish. So it's eight times four. So mashar is l'shmoina. So arba, since the four minim, arba mikan, hot losim v'trein, so 32. Now the problem is the third shita. Tono, it wasn't 32, it was 48. Tono aboim v'shmoino. Why? Now you know why it's a tefach thick. Ilo omachut, if it would have said chut, then it would have been echot. Koful, it would have said koful in the Torah, it would have been shnayim. Klia, we're adding in a word. It could have said klia. Klia, like we have a klia as a type of spin, it could have been l'shloisha. Shazur, now shazur, we're saying is double of klia. If klia would have been three, then shazur would have been six. And then Moshar is double of six. That means 12. Now 12 times 4 is 48. So Mele, that's Pshat in 48. So Moshar is L'shnei Moshar. So Mele, it's Taka 12, double of six. So Arba, Mikan. So the four Chutim, Tchelis Agon, Telashoni, and Sheish, it's Arba and Betamio, it's 48. Zog the Gemara, Kosev Echad Oimeh, Maise Roikim. There's two psukim. One pasuk by the Parochus, it says, V'asisa Moschach L'Pesach Ha'oil, T'chelitz V'agomet T'lashoni V'sheish Moshtar, Maise Roikim. V'kosev Echad Oimeh, another pasuk, it says, Maise Choshev. It says by the Parochus, V'asisa Parochus, T'chelitz V'agomet T'lashoni V'sheish Moshtar, Maise Choshev. So what's Maise Choshev and what's Maise Roikim? Zog the Gemara as follows. Choshev is more Choshev. Two pshatim. One pshat is, Maise Roikim. It means it was Parzuf Echad. It means it was one face. It was a face of an animal, a partzuf of one, and ma'isach choshev means shnei partzufin, spun in. If you have on one side of parochus one animal, you have it. We'll see some Gemara on the same side. You can have on the other side another animal. That's a major ma'isach choshev choshev chokma. If you're weaving in colors that are the shape of an animal, of an aryeh, you can have a nesher on the other side on the same spinning that you did. So that's a ma'isa choshev. We'll see some different, the Gemara has two different avonis.
Is that a
neis?
It's
a ma'isa choshev. It's they were able to do things that are hard to explain. Zog the Gemara as follows. Ma'isa roikim partzuf echad, ma'isa choshev shnei partzufim. So now there's a machloikas tanoim. What does that mean? Roikim is partzuf echad, and choshev is shnei partzufim. Chadomar, one of them says, Maise Roike means Arimikan Varimikan. Roike means a. So now there's different gears. You have to go with the gears that says, Maise Roike is less. So it's Arimikan Vacholikmikan. One side is Ari, the other side is blank, empty. And that's Pshat and Parts of Echot. And Maise Choshev is bigger Chiddush, Arimikan Varimikan. And that's called Shnei Partzufin, with two Partzufin. That's one man the Omar. V'chayna Omar, the other Amari says that no. Maise Roike means Arimikan. You have to be gorgeous again. Arimikan and Arimikan. That's Maise Roike. It's the same animal. It's on both sides, but it's the same animal. So you can easier to figure out to do this Maise Roike. Masha Enkein, the other man, the Omer, says, Maisa Choshev, he means, Ari Mikan, V'nesher Mikan, an Ari on one side and an eagle on the other side. That's already a Maisa Choshev. That's a Shtei Patsuvim. Shtei Patsuvim means that are two different type of species on one parochus, on both sides, different things come out. Zog de Gemara, we said, B'shmoyne v'shtayim riboy hoysenasis, it was made out of 820,000 dinar or threads, and 300 kahanim had to be toivelit. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bizna b'shem Shmuel says, guzma, like we find many times in Shas, 300 is a guzma. Now the goin says, beautiful cheshbon, famous goin, the parochus was 40 amas in height, and 20 amas in width. So what's the 40 plus 40 is 80. 20 plus 20, 20 plus 20, I mean, is 40. So 80 plus 40 is 120. 120 amas, these are kelim, perichas is a kli. Amas shel kelim in a mikdash is 5 tvachim. 120 amas times 5 is what? 600. 5 times 120 is 600. 600 tvachim, 300 people. Every person has two fists, so mele 300 anoshim. 300 people is exactly the whole parochus holding it around. Every person puts his two fists on there, so you can have 300 kahanim taking it. Aye, the Gemara says guzma. What the goin means, that it's a guzma that it was washed by 300 people every single day, or every time when they table it. What it means is it's able to be done by 300 people. The cheshbon of 40 amas by 20 amas, 40 by 40 and 20 by 20 is 120 amas. 120 Amos, Amos Shal Kalim is 5 Tvachim. 600 Tvachim means 300 people, Kahanim, are able to be Toivalit. Was it done like that?
We were in Harabait, and such a big
mikvah. They had a big pool of Shlema. It was gigantic, the Gemara describes.
Well, it was a big place.
It was gigantic. But the point of 600 Tvachim is Zakhtar going, that's Pshat in 300. I, Zakhtar Faisal, what do you mean the Gemara says Guzma? He means it was able to be done by 300. Maybe it was done on more like that, but not every time they toivel it was it done. So that part is the guzma. But Pasha's guzma means the whole 300 people actually did it. Zokte Mishnah, Dr. Mar, another nekuda of guzma. Tamon Taninon is a Mishnah in Tomid that says Pa'omim Hayoleo, meaning on the mizbeach kishloish meos kur of deshen of ash. Why would a 300 kur? You know what a kur is? A kur is less than Aborim saw.
It's three quarters of Arboim Saw.
Arboim Saw is a mikveh. A mikveh, we said, is Amma al Sholish Amas. So if you have 300 mikvois, the size of less than that, whatever, 225 mikvois, 200 plus mikvois on the Mizbeach, the size of Deshen. Can you imagine 200 sizes of an Amma al Rum Amma piled up on a Mizbeach? You know kind of how much Deshen that is? So Mela, we're saying that's a guzma. Reb Yosef ben Rabun, b'shem Shmuel, zokt os a guzma. Zokt the Mishnah. Halacha Gimel. Besal kotche kotchim, shenitmo. If you have boss of kotche kotchim, that became tomei b'avatuma. So bein b'vladatuma. Sai became tomei b'avatuma, sai became b'vladatuma. And avatuma becomes a rishon, and vladatuma becomes a sheni. Bein b'fnim, bein b'chutz. Now we're saying this is going to be four shitas. Seifer became Tomei inside the Azorah. Seifer became Bosa Kochim Kochim, became Tomei out of the Azorah. So Beishama Shita is Hakol Yisorev Bifnim. You have to bring it back inside. Shteitin Posik, Bakoidish Beish Yisorev. That the special place on the Deshan, that Kol She Psula Bakoidish, Srefa Bakoidish. This is a Psula Bakoidish, you have to burn it inside. So he doesn't differentiate if it's an Avatuma, if it's a Vladatuma. If it was nitma b'fneim, it was nitma chutz, burning has to be done inside. It has to be sreifa b'kodesh. That's pshitas b'shamay. Haki so b'fneim. Except for, there's one exception. Chutz mishenitma b'avatuma b'chutz. When it has two things that are legreyusa. Sai, it's an avatuma, so it's very choshev, chomer. Sai, it was tuma b'chutz, so why bring it back in?
It became tome outside, you're not going to bring it back in. So that's the exception over here, Taka. You are not going to be served bifnim. So that's the first sheet, the sheet of Beishamai, that all kotche kotchim, they were nitma, doesn't make a difference if it was through an avatuma or through a vladatuma, doesn't make a difference if it took place in the Azorah or out of the Azorah, you serve it bifnim, except for when it has two reasons like Giyusa. Number one, it was nitma through an avatuma, and number two, it took place bachut, so then you don't bring it back in. Beis Hiloloim, the second sheet is, hakol yisorev bachutz, meaning, You don't have to be sorry at all by Kodesh. The only thing you have to be sorry by Kodesh when it has two reasons that it should be Nesra Bifnim. Chutz Mishenitma Bevlada Tuma Bifnim. So the Tuma was a Vlada Tuma. Vlada Tuma is a much more Kaldika Tuma. Since the Tuma came about through Vlada Tuma, which is a Rishon, so since it came about through Vlada Tuma, it's not as Chomer, you don't have to have a Shiluach from it. And likewise, the Tuma took place Bifnim. So Mela, you don't have to take it out. It's not the pshat, it was nitma outside and you're bringing it back in. That you don't do. It was nitma inside. It's here already. And it was through a vlada tumah, so it's not as chomer. So meila taka, this yitaka to be served by Kodesh. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, the third shita is, tavchov beiz omid aleph, rabbi liyeza oima, shenitma ba'ava tumah, meaning, if the boss was nitma through an ava tumah, so which is a chomer deka tumah, so then bein bifnim, bein bachutz, yisore bachutz. Since it's chomer, the fact that it's an ava tumah, so it doesn't make a difference if it became tumah inside or outside. If it's inside, you have to bring it out. It's always nisa b'chutz. However, when it's a nitma b'vlada tumah, if the tumah kala was only through vlada tumah, so then bein b'chutz, bein b'fnim, even if it was nitma b'chutz, then you bring it in, you saw it b'fnim, you take it, bring it in. The final sheet in the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva Omer. He says that the only time you serve b'fnim is if the tumah itself took place in the Kodesh. Mokoim tumosoi shom schefosoi. And if it's nitma b'fnim, the sreif is b'fnim, it doesn't make a difference if it's through an avatuma or through a vladatuma. And if it's nitma b'chutz, the sreif is b'chutz, it doesn't make a difference if it's through an avatuma or through a vladatuma. Wherever it was, that's where the mokum tum is, that's where the mokum sreif is. Zok de gemorre, machlokes, ba kaporen ab yechlin, what's the taitch in avatuma and vladatuma? Bal kaporen omar, avatuma means dvar teira, something that became tome midoraisa. It was negea b'sheretz, or nevela, so that's the din of Avatuma. What is Vladatuma? Zok de Gemorre, Vladatuma, according to him, is midivreim. It was only Noga through a Tuma de Rabbonon, through a Mashkin. A Mashkin, we said, is a Tuma de Rabbonon. They were goys on Mashkin to make all the Mekalim into a region. But it's a Gzer de Rabbonon. So that's Pshat and Vlad. Vlad means it's a Rabbonon de Ketuma. Rabbi Yechanan says, no. Av and Vlad doesn't mean derais and Rabbonon. But rather, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, bein zeu, bein ze. Sai Av and Sai Vlad is both the Raisa. Both of them are Dvar Teira. And that's not the difference between Av and Vlad. The Vlad just means that it was Nitma al Yedei, a Tuma that was Noga B'Sheretz. And Av a Tuma, it was Noga and the Sheretz itself. So Mela, a Vlad a Tuma is something that was Nitma through something that a Kli that touched the Sheretz. Or a Kli that touched the Nevela. So Mela, it's a Vlad a Tuma. Now, fact, the Gemara, the Kasha, the Rabbi Yochanan, all the Beis Shammai, Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning, that he says, Bein Zev Zev, Vladatum and Avatum are both the Raisa. So what's Pshan and Beis Shammai? After all, the Beis Shammai, Oyim Haki Yisrael Bifnim, everything is burnt inside, Chutz Mishen Nitma B'Avatum B'Chutz, except for something that's Nitma B'Avatum B'Chutz. Well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, an Avatum and Vladatum are both the Raisa. So why should you differentiate between an Avatum and B'Chutz? A Vladatum B'Chutz is also the Raisa. In fact, the Mora, Mabin Avatum and B'Chutz, Mabin Vladatum B'Chutz. And why would one of them have to go in and one of them not? L'chore, both of them are considered deraisa. So why would you differentiate chutz me'ava tuma shenitma b'chutz that over there taka it's nisav outside? Why? Why is it more chomer than vlada tuma? Both are deraisa. Frag the Gemara, va'afila al debeis hillel or mekasha? And why is this Rabbi Yechanan's cheshbon that both are deraisa? Why is it not a kasha beis hillel either? Why? Because the Beis Hillel on Mahaku Yisrael Bachutz, Beis Hillel says everything is burnt outside, except for when it has the two milas. Chutz Masha Nitma Bevladatum Bifnim, except for a Vladatuma, which is more kal, and Bifnim, so that you leave inside. In fact, the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Mabin Vladatuma Bifnim, Mabin Avatum Bifnim. After all, a Vladatum Bifnim, you say you burn inside, because it's not so chomer. An Avatuma you take outside. Zevzeh, Loit Vatayru, both of them are deraisa. There's no difference between a Vladatum and Avatum according to Rabbi Yechanan, Bishtam according to Bakapora. You can differentiate. The difference is because a Vladatuma is only Drabonon, so that's where you serve Bifnim, it's Taka Mokal. And Avatuma is Mochomer, so that's where you burn it outside. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, why would you differentiate in Beis Hillel between Vlad and Avatuma? They're both deraisa. Zog to Gmoravaita, Loi Have Bo Rabonon, El Al Dvar Kapora. That means the Chachomim did not answer this question they were asking according to Rabbi Yochanan, and they went on to Bar Kapora. And what's Pshanah Bar Kapora? His sheet is also L'chayr Shver. Why? Zok D'Gemorah, V'kashe de Bar Kapora al de Beis Shammai, meaning Bar Kapora, you also can ask on Shittas Beis Shammai from Bar Kapora. Bar Kapora that says that Avatum is Dvar Teira and Vladatum is Drabonon, You can also ask on Beis Shammai, why? Zok di Gemara, the Beis Shammai omim hakol yisor bifnim, chutz bishnitma ba'avatum b'chutz. Beis Shammai says everything is burnt inside, except for when it has the chumrah of avatuma, and it's nitma b'chutz, so you don't bring it in. So since it's an avatuma, so it's the rice of the kedin. So the Gemara, ma bein avatuma, bein b'chutz, u bein bifnim. If it's an avatuma, it's the raisa. So what's the difference if it's nitma b'chutz and nitma b'fnim? Once it's avatuma, it's a chometika thing. So then why by nitma b'fnim do you say it's burnt inside? Zev zeh loit v'ateru? So why is one nifsa b'chutz and one nifsa b'fnim? They're both v'ateru and both should be nifsa in the same place. And that the Gemara answers, begin the Rebbe Kiva, Omar, because Rebbe Shita Rebbe Kiva that says, that mokam tu mosoi, shom te yisrei fosoi. So Beis Shammai also go to that Shita, and where it became Tomei, that's where it gets burned. So it's nitma bifnim, it's nisa bifnim, nitma b'chutz, it's taka nisraf b'chutz. So only when it's nitma bifnim, it's nisa bifnim. But if it's nitma b'chutz, it's taka nisa b'chutz. Now where did Beis Shammai differ from Rebbe Kiva? The difference is because Beis Shammai holds this is dafka when it's nitma ba'avatuma, which is the raisa kedin. Then you differentiate makom tumosoi. But by avladatum, which is only the rabbanon, so even nitma b'chutz, it's still yisar b'fnim and you bring it in. Zok di Gemara. Even on Bakapara, we're asking now on Beis Hillel. Va'afi lud al de Beis Hillel le'mikasha. Le'mikasha, meaning why is it not a kasha Beis Hillel? Why? After all, the Beis Hillel omer hakol yisor b'chutz, everything is burnt outside. Chutz mishenitma b'vlad atum b'fnim. Meaning, everything is burnt outside except for if it has two milas. Number one, it's a vlad atuma, and number two, it's nitma b'fnim, so you're leaving it in there already. So, fek di Gemara, akung tabar kapora, why should it be a difference where it became nitma? Ma bein vlad atuma, bein b'fnim, bein b'chutz. Zeh v'zeh, lo'im divremu. Meaning, both of them are drabonon. Avladatum is drabonon. So why differentiate between avladatum that's nitma b'fnim or avladatum that's nitma b'chutz? Why differentiate? Both of them are drabonon. So why should you say one of them is nitma b'fnim and one of them is nisra b'fnim and one of them nisra b'chutz? L'chayra, once it's avladatum, it's drabonon dekadin, it should always be nisra b'fnim. So why should you differentiate if it's nitma b'chutz that it's not going to be nisra b'fnim? And that the Gemara answers, we find such a precedence by the Macholim of a Metzora. Begin the Reb Shimon, this is Beshitas Reb Shimon, that says that Omar, Macholim Mashkoi Shal Metzora, Ein Mevin Shalosh Machnis. That means the food of a Metzora that became Tomei, so we don't bring it inside the Machnis, but they remain outside, you don't bring it in. So it's Mashma, that if it's Nitim Mifnim, then you leave it in, you don't bring it out. So we see from here, Svar of Reb Shimon, that even something that doesn't have a chiv of Shiluach Machnois, like Oichon and Mashkin, still you don't bring it in. But Ein Chanami, if it's Nitim Bifnim, then Taka, you don't have to bring it out. So where then it comes to Beis Hillel? Avlad HaTumah, even though it's Rabbonon, but we differentiate between if it's Nitim Bifnim, where it's Taka Nisim Bifnim, where it's Nitim Bechutz, where it's Nisim Bechutz. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah towards the bottom of Chabez Omed Aleph.